new, but you're a bit new because what happened was, right, was this thing happened, what you don't even know about.
Shut up!
I wasn't even supposed to be even anywhere near that, but then Meredith come over and started stirring it all up and started calling me all these things out about this thing. What I was supposed to have done, but I ain't never even not done it, all right?
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
That's right, our guest this morning is Ricky Gervais. That's a joke, obviously. He's not on the show. I don't think he'd come on either. Do you think he would?
I don't see why not.
Because he referred to me as a fat, talentless, rude word.
But I thought in the meantime...
Which I thought was rich. Because I'm not talentless.
But since then, you've actually seen him, and I thought you exchanged smiles.
He waved at me.
Well, that was a friendly greeting.
Yeah. He had just tried to hit me, though, while he was in his car. That was a joke. Anyway, right, thank you to Nimone. Crazy lady. She's crazy. She's crazy. Oh, she's... Do you know Beyonce is crazy in love?
Mm.
Yeah. She's crazy in running shorts.
Early breakfast, early bonkers.
I'm telling you. We have Matt and David on the show today.
What, Matt Lucas and David Walliams?
Correct. Or as somebody did say this morning... Have you got Matt Walliams and David Lucas on the show today?
We said nearly. T'other way round.
Kind of got them on, yeah. So the Little Britain coming, people coming on the show later. What time are they in? Just after 8 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. Just after 8 o'clock.
Marvellous. Yes. We will not do any gags this morning at the expense of Alid. I repeat, we will not do gags at...
Hello, my name is David and I am a gay.
At the expense of Alid. One more?
Yeah, just before the vocal.
Hello, my name is David, and I am a gay.
So they're on this morning.
Look into my eyes, look into my eyes. The eyes, not around the eyes. Don't look around my eyes, look into the eyes. You're under.
So I wish him to purchase items of ladies' wear. That ladies were, for that is what I am, a lady!
New, but you're a bit new, because what happened was, right, was this thing happened, what you don't even know about.
Shut up!
I wasn't even supposed to be even anywhere near there, but then Meredith come over and started stirring it all up and started calling me all these things out about this thing. What I was supposed to have done, but I ain't never even not done it, all right?
The funniest thing about all of this is that Dominic has seen one episode of Little Britain and only remembers one sketch.
I've seen the Mafanwy bit.
And that's the only bit that
you
know.
Yeah, but that was very funny.
And I love the fact he calls it the Mafanwy bit, and it's not really about Mafanwy, it's more about David. But you go, the Mafanwy bit.
That's what I like to call it.
Well, maybe, you know, Matt and David, or Mad, as I call them, maybe they will run through the show and explain it to you.
That would be very helpful,
so you can still understand and enjoy and laugh at the very funny interview that will commence with them shortly after 8. Do you like that, Dave?
Love it, yeah.
Thank you. In a moment, I'll play the news jingle. And we'll also play music from Stereophonics, Basement Jacks, Sophie Ellis Bextor. All coming up this morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Meanwhile, let's get some news and sports. Just gone 7 o'clock.
A man's arrested after Cannon and Scotland later on. Radio on Newsbeat. It's now 4 minutes past 7.
Manager what says what about who?
Tony Adams says managing Wickham is probably the hardest thing he's done in his life.
Did he go out with Caprice?
Or as tough as anything. Yeah, I think he did.
I know what I'd rather do. Do you know what I mean?
What, manage Wickham?
Yeah, then go out with her. Imagine that. She doesn't like me, though, does she? Oh, only because I said that in her first ever record, it sounded like she was farting halfway through.
Has she made another one since?
And she took offence at that.
Unbelievable. Some people are so sensitive, aren't they?
She thinks you're vermin scum, though, doesn't she?
Yeah, which, and I think that's harsh. Yeah. Although, I don't think she does think... You think I'm that. Or you say that she thinks I'm that. Does that make sense?
Do you reckon there's a DJ somewhere called Vermin Scum?
Yeah, he does the Vermin's Happy Hour on Radio 1 at 3 o'clock on a Sunday, yeah?
We're here to entertain you each morning.
Vermin Scum!
We finish up at 10, then we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, the figures will go up and we'll get paid much more money.
7:05, good morning, Britain.
Show, National Radio 1.
Good morning. Oh, now you want your headphones turned down. You were turning them up when Dominic and Juliet were reading the news.
Oh, was that those I was controlling?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
The show starts now. The Chris Moyle Show. So... I'm wide awake this morning. Wide awake. So, for those of you who are just waking up, clock radio's on next to you. I'm going to really irritate you because I'm very jolly. I'm crazy. I'm mad. I'm bonkers. Woo!
And you're out last night, which is strange that you're so awake this morning.
Yesterday, on the way home, I'm in the cab going home, and I thought, do you know what? Now that I am the breakfast king, and I've got my new money. Oh, I haven't been paid yet.
Neither have I.
I haven't been paid yet. I mean, done a week on the air, no money. What's that all about? Anyway, I thought I'd treat myself to a couple of Xbox games. New ones, right? So, because I'm a bit behind the times when it comes to Xbox. But this game, brilliant. Pac-Man, it's called.
Pac-Man.
Oh, it's brilliant. And Space Invaders, there's these aliens. And I got Grand Theft Auto.
Have you had that?
No, you can get the double pack of the new ones, right?
Right.
And I got The Sims, but I think that's a bit nerdy.
I love that game.
I rest my case. So, so what it was Alan's just got that. Bless him. And I got, because I've only got one controller for the Xbox, and I'm thinking that, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of my days with my friends who do voiceovers for a living, John Culshaw, when, you know, there'll be days when he has, like, you know, an afternoon free. I'll be spending my time with people who work in the morning, you know, like yourself, or mm-hmm. Alad or Rachel, or people who work in the morning on other radio stations. And, of course, Dan Hipgrave, who used to be in the band Top Loader. They have nothing to do during the day, so I thought I need to get myself another controller for the Xbox so we can have, like, FIFA 2004 games and, you know, Halo battles together.
So your plan is to spend your days playing video games with other friends who similarly have nothing to do?
Yes. So I bought another controller, but it's radio-controlled, right? Which means that you plug in to the Xbox in the front, right?
Yeah.
A little box thing, which picks up a signal from my new controller, which has no lead, right? So I'm going, this is great. I'm sitting on the couch, where I normally sit, right, playing with my new controller, right, while the other controller, which is wired to the machine, is on the floor next to me.
Does that mean, then, that you could stand in the kitchen...
Yes.
...of your knock-through... kitchen, diner, living space.
Thank you, because it's amazing out.
Yeah. Absolutely. And play computer games while making a cup of tea.
This is how sad I was. I'm sitting on the couch, driving around, and I went, this is great. There's no wire. There's no wire between me and the box. Now, anyone who's got an Xbox will know that the wire is about a mile long anyway, but this has no wire. So I'm off the couch. I'm still playing. And I walk to the door of the living room. I'm still playing. Into the kitchen, head round the corner. I'm still playing. Look at this. And then I went into the corridor, but I couldn't see the telly.
It's amazing what they can do these days, isn't it?
Anyway, I played Grand Theft Auto for about 3 hours, made myself dizzy, and then felt a bit sick, so I went to bed for a couple of hours. And then I went out last night.
Serious question.
Yes?
Is there a delay at all on those things? Like, no. You know, at all. Because, you know, with games, you've got to be pretty spot on, haven't you? With the controls.
I didn't feel there was, no.
Did you not?
No, I didn't.
Okay, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Right?
Fine.
Yeah.
You went home, played computer games, felt sick, then went for a lie down, and then went to the pub.
Yeah. Oh, and then got a kebab on the way from the pub.
I'm slightly concerned.
Why?
I just am.
What did you do yesterday?
I worked for most of it. Then went home and did some cooking and went to bed.
See, there you go. Now you look at me, Dave. Right, who's sad now? Who's sad now?
That's
she worked,
tired.
Worked and cooked and went to bed. Whereas I bought, shopped, enjoyed, experimented, felt sick, went to bed. Then got up, socialised, kebabbed, watched a bit of scary movie, then went to bed. See? I'm relating to my audience. Generally, granted, the unemployed, right, students, but, you know, they look at me as an equal who's maybe a little bit better paid. But I am on their level.
You're like a job seeker, aren't you? Who just happens to do his own national breakfast show.
Exactly. Greatest thing yesterday was my domestic engineer was in the flat yesterday. Cleaner, right? Meant to come on a Tuesday. Didn't turn up Tuesday at all. Well, that was a bit odd. Second Tuesday in a row, by the way. Didn't turn up.
Are you sure you got the days right?
No, I know.
Sure it's not a Wednesday.
No. Well, it is now. So I go in yesterday. Cleaner's there, right? I've been told for years, forget the bravado that I have on the air. In real life, I'm quite soft, right? I'm a bit of a pushover. I'm a bit of a pussy. So she's in the flat when I got back yesterday. Hey, you're right. Yeah. You weren't here yesterday. No, I was tired. What? I was tired. So I thought I'd come in today instead. And I went, okay. The cleaner didn't turn up because she's tired. Don't give a monkeys if you're tired or not, love. Get clean in my oven. Some people are so... Do you know what I mean?
But rather than say anything to her at the time, you thought you'd wait until the next day and then make a whole opening link out of it on national radio.
Yeah, there is that, yeah. Well, you know... So anyway, if you fancy it, round the mind this afternoon, right? Bit of Halo, FIFA 2004, Leeds versus Everton, if you're up for it. I'm going to get you into this, because you'll be slagging it, saying it's sad, but it's not sad.
But I don't really want to get into the whole prospect of wasting my afternoons playing video games with you.
As opposed to doing what?
I don't know, going home and watching Dukes of Hazzard.
What did you do yesterday?
I was in work till 4, I was finishing off some stuff, and then I thought I'd treat myself to a pint with Jamesy. We went to the pub.
Hold that thought a second. Where's my Sophie Ellis Bextor parody on the cart wall? Oh, it's in... Oh, okay, right. Is it not on the cart wall anymore?
It can be.
Fine. Go on.
Anyway, we're in the pub, right, and everybody turned up. Yeah? And
who cares about you? Right, let's move on then, shall we? It's 7:19 in the morning. I am Chris Moyles. Hello. It's a great song with rubbish lyrics in Sophie Ballas Wexford.
I used to write my lyrics in the bath. Tell me a joke and you'll hear me laugh. My records are successful and that's no curse. But now I think my lyrics are getting slowly worse. It's normally quite easy, just make it rhyme. It works for me every time. But sometimes I get stuck and it makes me mad. So I just write a lyric that doesn't rhyme with mad.
Can't write.
I write something about my
can't
baby.
Can't write.
Then I make it rhyme with
can't
maybe.
Can't write.
Then I'll go and change my style. Cause I can write a hit record without a crocodile.
Now I'm in the chorus, it starts to flow. The words all rhyme, you know. Then I look quite moody on top of the pops. But I can make a hit record with even chicken pox.
You know, I was just saying how alert and awake I am this morning. I've just got the CD for Buzz Off, right? Which I organised last night at home. And I thought, this is a compilation, I thought there's several tracks I can play off it. However, I can't, because I just opened the box and the box is completely empty. And I'm like, minute left on Sophie Ellis Bextor, Buzz Off coming up. Allard Run, get the compilation from
yesterday. Attention to detail that you're lacking. If you spend more time looking for the CD than sitting on your fat ass playing computer games, we wouldn't have this problem.
Excuse me, I did an 8-hour day yesterday.
You never.
Allard what?
Nothing.
It's not there?
No, it's not.
It's not there. What do you mean it's not there? What do you mean?
Sorry.
Alan, why are you talking like that?
Sorry. I was running and I noticed timing and I'm scared of Rachel's timing, so I thought I'd run.
You're scared.
All right, okay. Don't worry, I have a compilation. It's not the greatest, but it does have Lighthouse Family Raincloud on here.
Awful record. Buzz.
I'm not choosing that one. Let me have a look. Shall I have a good one or a... Oh, mate, I know what... Do you want a funny one or a serious one?
Funny.
Funny? All right, okay. For those of you who don't know, I bring a CD from home today. Just a box of a CD case and no CD in it. And then I play it, and if you don't like it, you text BUZZOFF to 81199. 81199 is the number. BUZZOFF is what you have to text if you don't like the track. And then when Alan doesn't like it, he says, Alan Buzz. And when Dave doesn't like it, he goes, Dave Buzz. And when Rachel doesn't like it, she goes, Rachel Buzz. When all four votes have come in, the listeners are all... Well, the listeners has to go to 2,000, I think. Right?
Got it.
Right.
I'm going to do this, aren't I?
Right.
Right.
Right. Yes, right. Right, are you ready?
Press play.
Okay. This is this morning's BUZZOFF track.
You know that I be sexy.
It's Entrance featuring Rod Stewart. Come
Dave,
on.
Dave Buzz.
Rachel Buzz.
Oh, no, come on.
I like this.
Alan likes it. Look at him. Alan's grooving. He's moving. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. 81199. You have to text the words Buzz off. 81199. Right, here we go then.
Player, pop the style, entrances in the house to make the party wildest for you. Dancing on the smash, so let me set it. See how I'm rolling the vehicle, pathetic. Group heads, they all wanna do that. Sipping my way every day, popping coochies. Bring that booty over here, girl. See, I've been watching that for years, girl. And if you want sugar, you won't regret it. Your mama made ya, I wanna sweat it. I see you in this party.
Dominic's moving.
Everybody but my body wanna push up.
I'm grooving. Body.
Big poppy gang with old jalopies. One whiff of the...
You gonna sing on the chorus, Alan?
Cause if it going down like this when I flexy, right. Let me know if my flow be sexy.
You got that on the right speed. Sounds slow.
Shut up. Look it out. Come on, get down with the fever. You know what? The listeners...
Buzz.
No, he hasn't done it. No.
Like a bubble bag. Told you I would make you laugh.
I'm liking this.
Don't let him put you off, Alan.
I'm getting the look, Chris.
Take it up another notch. Let me see how 85 left. And then we'll take it off from the listeners' vote. Like all right. 16. 50. Oh, let me see now. Who
got the fever? 40. I haven't buzzed, Chris.
Say buzz then.
31. No, this is the listeners. 22 for the listeners. 16. 16. Listeners. Come on.
I'll head buzz.
Ah, you were loving it though, mate.
I was.
You were loving it.
I thought I had a choice in this run.
So let's recap. This week we played Oasis Rock and Roll Star. Alan had no idea what it was. Today he gets excited over Entrance featuring Rod Stewart. May you do something. It's 7:26. Thursday morning, this is Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. After 8 o'clock this morning, two funny men.
Look into my eyes, look into my eyes. The eyes, not around the eyes. Don't look around my eyes, look into the eyes. You're under.
So I am wishing to purchase items of ladies' wear. That ladies wear, for that is what I am, a lady.
New, but yeah, but new, because what happened was, right, was this thing happened, what you didn't even know about.
Shut up! I wasn't even supposed to be even anywhere near there, but then Meredith come over and started stirring it all up and started calling me all these things about this thing. What I was supposed to have done, but I ain't never even not done it, all right?
I hear they bully you at school. What do they say? What do they call you, Chris?
Fatty.
Oh, that's awful. Fatty. Not Fatty Bum Bum.
No.
Hello, my name is David, and I am a gay.
Yes. It's quite unfortunate for me, but very enjoyable for you, that the sketch on the CD that we got is about somebody called Chris who's fat and overweight.
I don't find that funny.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
David and Matt will be on the show just after 8 o'clock this morning. Coming up, we'll play Ultrabeat, we'll play Feeder, and if you're listening to the show outside of the UK on the internet, little feature coming up for you in just a second. News and sport now with Dom and Juliet, 7:31.
And the main story this morning...
President Bush has been speaking about his plan to send astronauts to Mars and beyond. He wants men back on the moon in 10 years and to set up a base there to explore new worlds where no one has gone before.
As our knowledge improves, we'll develop new power generation, propulsion, life support, and other systems. We do not know where this journey will end, yet we know this. Human beings are headed into the cosmos.
Cosmos.
Human beings. Do you know, there's my mate lives in a part of London, and the local cab firm is called Cosmos.
That's amazing.
And the latest league tables for secondary schools in England show that inner-city schools will score between the ages of 14 and 16.
No, I'm just saying, because he says that in the clip.
Cosmos, he says.
Cosmos?
Cosmos, he says, yeah.
Right, which is different to Cosmos.
It is. A British company has come up with a new reality TV show which plans to spend years rather than weeks. Weather this morning... Shall we just read over that? It's a cold start, really, with rain in the southwest. Everywhere you go, in a sense. Some snow on the hills in northern England and Scotland. The time now is 7.34, almost 7.35.
There was a discussion after the show yesterday. I won't say who led the discussion.
Yeah.
Rachel! But...
What?
It went something along the lines of, are we going to do a feature over the fact that Dominic can't read the weather?
Thanks, Rach.
And she's right. Every day, every weather bulletin yesterday, you messed up.
Because there were words like cloudy and scattered in there.
They're very difficult words. The amount of times I've said...
Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mist patches. You try that at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I'd rather not, if you don't mind. 7.35.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dom?
Good morning.
Okay. Right, if you're listening to the show outside of the UK, on the internet, as I know a lot of people do, we would like... I mean, are they going to ring or are they going to email?
They're going to email with their phone numbers attached.
I'm going to pass now the show over to Dave because I want little or no part in the following feature. Comedy Dave.
Due to overwhelming international pressure, we've decided to cave in and, as a one-off,
I've just been told we got 5 text messages.
We're going to host a one-off game of International Frog or Dog.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Hopefully, we're going to play this in about 20 minutes. But what we need is contestants. So, email chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk and attach your name and your phone number so we can call you back. And just to clarify the rules, International Frog or Dog is not open to people in the UK.
No.
They have to be outside the UK.
Hence the use of the word international.
We will accept some expat involvement, but really we're after proper foreigners.
Right. Real genuine Johnny foreigners.
Proper ones.
Right. Did you explain the rules?
No, we'll do that later.
So people don't know what they're actually emailing in for?
one link, one message.
Is it because you don't want to explain the rules of the game because then we would get no response whatsoever?
No, I'll just tell them later.
Right.
International Frog or Dog, chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk if you're a proper foreigner and want to take part.
Terry Wogan's delighted. Absolutely thrilled.
Hello, I am French, but I lived in London for a year. Does that count?
No, you're not a proper foreigner. Goodbye. Excellent. I can hardly wait for the next big feature. Don't worry, Frog or Dog is rubbish, because we have some very funny guests on after 8 o'clock.
Incidentally, Frog or Dog has nothing to do with the French either, let's just clarify that.
Right.
It's time I see your face,
Great record, just the way I'm feeling. It's 7.44 in the morning. I have nothing to do with the next link. I will merely press the buttons and be directed by Comedy Dave. The whole of the next feature is Dave's. If the nations love it, then I will let them reap their praises. Is
that right? Heap praises.
Yeah, heap, crock of, on to Dave. But the same as a criticism. But I have nothing to do with it, right?
We're doing it now.
I wash my hands clean of the feature.
Okay. I think this link...
Anybody else want to
This is to explain what we're doing, Dave.
This is like a setup,
yeah.
A tease
yeah.
for the forthcoming...
To make it slick.
Yes, yeah, salad.
I need to ask one question, then I can continue with getting calls.
Go on.
Are British people abroad allowed, or do we'll they have to be foreign?
We will accept expats, but only if we're desperate. Really, we're after proper foreigners.
We're desperate, Dave.
Okay, X.
At the moment, anybody will do. Even David or Matt with funny voices. Hello, I'm calling from Germany.
But I've been overrun with interest from abroad here.
You had 5 text messages yesterday.
Oh, no, I had 7 emails this morning.
Right, okay. I wash my hands of the whole feature. I don't know if you want to also wash your hands of the feature, Rachel?
Yes.
Right, okay. It's all down to you then, Dave. Tell everybody what we're doing next.
International Frog or Dog is coming at Radio 1. It's a one-off.
Wogan must be bricking himself.
Been a long time, you say you miss me. What gets me? Right about now, I'm 50-50. Been a long time, you say you miss me. What gets round, you shouldn't have dissed me. Step back, don't try to kiss me. Right about now, I'm 50-50.
All right, Dave. That was Lamar and 50-50. It's 7:49. The nation and the world awaits your award-winning feature. Yeah.
Okay. Well, start the music. Okay. The other day, we were talking about International Frog or Dog, which is a great feature from yesteryear. So, due to overwhelming pressure...
5 text messages.
We've decided to bring it back.
Joy.
Okay? So, this is the game which brings the world together. But we can't play without our contestants.
Right, okay.
So let's meet them. On line 1 should be Heather in Singapore. Hello, Heather.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How's Singapore this morning?
It's really hot and sweaty.
Excellent.
30 degrees, nice and sunny.
Ask her what time it is.
What time is it there?
3:45 in the afternoon.
Wow.
Nice.
Now, Heather, are you going to be doing an impersonation of a frog or a dog?
A bad dog.
A bad dog.
Oh, shut up.
A what, dog?
I'm not very good at animal impersonations.
Heather, where are you from?
New Zealand.
Oh, yes. Would class someone from New Zealand as a proper foreigner?
Yes, I think so.
Excellent.
Well, living in Singapore, it's a bit odd.
Whatever, I didn't hear what she said.
Heather.
Right, struth.
Okay, Heather, can I just take your shoe size, please?
No, well, it's about a 7 UK.
7.
40 European.
Okay, so Heather, you're going to do the sound of a dog, and you're a size 7. So in your own time, please, proceed.
That's all you're going to get.
Can we have it one more time? Okay, I think that was pretty good. Jesus. I'm going to give you 5 out of 10.
Great.
Hang on the line, Heather. It might be a winning score. And on line...
Is this it?
Shut up.
This is the feature.
Shut up, will you? And on line 2, we should have Adam, who's in Norway. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very good. What's Norway like this morning?
It's pretty dark and about -1 degrees at the moment.
And what time is it there?
It's about 10 to 9.
Excellent, so there's like 2 hours difference.
1 hour.
Okay, and are you going to be...
Oh, 1 hour!
That's what I meant. And are you going to be doing a frog or a dog for us?
I'll have a go at the dog.
Well, we've already had a dog, so do a frog, will you?
I'll do a frog, will
Okay,
I?
Excellent. And what's your shoe size, Adam, please?
Size 9.
Size 9. Okay.
In your own... you say 10, shouldn't I, really?
No, I mean, just tell the truth. In your own time, Adam, please proceed.
Rivet, rivet, rivet.
Oh, Jesus.
Can we have it one more time, Adam, please?
Rivet, rivet, rivet.
Okay, that was very good. I'm going to give you a 4. So,
Matt Lucas and David Williams are sitting in the other room going, why didn't you come up with this? This is genius. This is...
This is a format that could be sold to ITV2. Okay, just let me... Just bear with me while I just tot up the scores and see who's won.
He's got a calculator to do the scores. Explain how you do the scores, by the way.
The way the scores are worked out is...
Because if the feature wasn't good enough by this point, it gets better.
Okay. The way that it works is I give them a score out of 10 and then I multiply that by their shoe size.
Why?
Thus giving them a total score.
But why?
Because that's the way the game works, because that's the way the game was designed. So, in reverse order, with 35 points. It's Heather in Singapore.
Oh! You're flaming galah.
Well done, Heather. Sorry you didn't win, but please try again next time we play.
Oh, thanks.
All the best. Which means thanks. Today's winner on International Frog or Dog is Adam in Norway with 36
Whee!
Points.
Fantastic.
What does he win, Dave?
He wins the honour of being our first ever breakfast International Frog or Dog champion.
So no actual prize?
No, none. It's all about the taking part.
Right, lovely.
So there you go, that was International Frog or Dog.
That was a success.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
What are you doing in Norway, Adam?
I'm an engineer working in a place called Mandal.
I know it very well.
Here? Yeah, it's very small.
I used to drink at the King's Arms there.
Oh, it's very good, actually.
Yeah.
Favourite pub.
All right, well, I just made it up. Right, have a good day.
Perfect, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. Is that it, Dave?
Yeah.
Right.
That's International Frog or Dog on Radio 1. Sarah Cox.
I just like a random poll on the text messages. Grab your phone, right? Are you going to set it up?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll just... Right, okay. Don't say anything yet. And already the text messages have started to come in, Dave, with comments on your feature. Here's one, just at random. This is rubbish. You should be fired.
He's being ironic.
That was from Greg Dyke. So here's what we're going to do. I would like you to text in saying whether you thought Frog or Dog was a funny, entertaining breakfast radio feature, all right? Only when I say now, you can text in because Rachel's frantically setting it up. So grab your phone and write a text message that says vote yes. That's vote yes. If you thought, yes, that is a great feature. It's brilliant. It's genius. I like the irony as it parodies all other breakfast radio features.
I like that.
However, if you disagree and think it was useless, not thought through tat, then vote no. That's a message that says vote no. 81199 is the number. Vote now. So write a message saying vote yes or vote no. Do you like that feature? 81199, results after the darkness. 7:56. Darkness and I Believe in a Thing Called Love on Radio 1. Do you like my dancing, Jules?
I just love it.
Yeah, great. But what about my dancing?
It's not bad either.
Lovely. For, hang on, 5,500 text messages.
All saying yes.
No, there was a slight screw-up, you'll be pleased to hear, on the voting thing. All the text messages have come in, but it looks like... Rachel, oh! It looks like a 50-50 split. So, as many people who loved it thought it was Bobbins.
Are you sure?
Yes, Dave. I'm trying to big you up here, giving you 50.
Check it again, Rachel.
We'll have a recount and then show you that. Right, coming up, Matt Williams. Oh, no!
Matt Lucas and Dave...
That bloody woman
and
made
it's not
me
Williams,
say
it's Walliams.
No, I know! No, hang on, I wasn't talking about them. Matt Williams...
reads the sport. Why would we be talking about him?
Because it's his birthday. And I want to say hello to him. So, hello, Matt. Meanwhile, on this show, David Walliams and Matt Lucas are here.
Thought you did that well.
No, they were too... That wasn't the screw-up. They were too...
It was the screw-up.
No, they were too...
You've been doing it all morning, getting the names back to front.
Actually, that's not true. I haven't. Not once. It was that girl who comes in and said, have you got David, Matt, Lucas, Walliams on the show today? So don't blame that on me. Anyway, you're in no position to start throwing stones in the greenhouse that is Frog or Dog. Anyway, them two fellas off of Little Britain. Talk to them. Outcast coming up in a second. It's News and Sport with Dom and Jules. It's 8 o'clock.
New fears over US airport security in England and Scotland. Radio 1 Newsbeat. It's now 3 minutes past eight.
Do the line, Dominic.
My mum, who's a nurse...
Hey! As you know, Dominic.
Yes, Chris.
All this week on Radio 1, we're running our One Life campaign.
Oh, right, yes.
And you know, Juliet.
What?
It's all about taking control of the different areas of your life so you can make 2004 a great year.
Fantastic.
You know what, Dave? You might be feeling a bit stressed worrying about exams, or you might be after some advice on how to get healthy.
I am.
I know what you're thinking, Dominic.
I am thinking it.
In conjunction with One Life, Chris Moyle's show is proud to present all week the Chris Moyle's fitness program. And today...
Yes?
...is day four!
Hooray!
Welcome to the Chris Moyle's fitness program, day four. Today's exercise is entitled The Beer Lift, sometimes known as supping. Once again, this exercise promotes strong arm muscles and is a valuable aid in getting nutrition into the body. First, take the exercise weight or glass in the left or right hand, whichever feels most comfortable. Make sure you get a firm grip, because a wet glass can be slippery. With the head straight and the lips pursed, ready to receive the glass, slowly bring it toward the mouth in a sort of shallow arc. Tilt the head back slightly, while simultaneously inclining the glass. When the mouth is approximately half to two-thirds full, withdraw the glass and disincline to the upright position. Perform a reverse arc with the glass and return to the table or bar. Now your turn. Grip the glass, purse lips and perform the shallow arc. Excellent. Tilt head and incline glass, disincline glass, and reverse arc to table. Very well done. You're ready for our fifth and final exercise, which appears here tomorrow.
I know you really enjoyed that, Dave.
I did.
And you can join in at Radio 1 online at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. There's a new exercise each day.
Wow, what's the number?
I know, because it wasn't funny on Monday, but we've got five of them to do.
What's the telephone number for more information?
Well, if you want proper advice, Dave. If you would like... this is the serious bit. It's like Esther Ranson. But seriously, if you...
Which an album for Phil Collins.
Seriously. Shut up. If you'd like some proper advice, you can click on One Life.
Shh, Dominic.
Sorry. Or call 0800 110 100.
That's
0800 110 100. Whatever your situation, our personal advisors are standing by right now to give you professional and confidential advice. So why not call them? Man, I plugged it seriously yesterday. I don't need to do it today, do I?
No, it was serious, I think.
That was what? What language is that? You should have phoned up for Frog or Dog.
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
Little Britain comes to us in a minute.
Royal
Show, National Radio, 1, 2, 3, 4.
My baby don't mess.
Let it go. 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 So you're singing?
Harmonies.
Let it go. Bang on that, I'm telling you. After a couple of fellas to do BVs.
Hello.
That's our gig.
We're available.
The Sugar Babes plus two blokes. Hello. It's 8:15, Thursday morning. Hello, everybody.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Please welcome the very funny Matt Lucas and David Walliams. Oh, look. Yeah. Oh, look. They're real people.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you both today?
Yeah, good, thank you. And you?
I'm great.
Hello, Comedy Dave. How's your sister?
She's very well, thank you. She sends her love.
Yes, thank you. I know his sister.
David, if you're
ignoring
you can ask about my brother if you wish.
How's your brother?
He's fine. He's all right. He's all right. He's good. And how are all your families?
Yeah, they're all right, thanks.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming in. We'll see you next year.
Well, it was a pleasure.
So do you know Dave's sister?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I do. I've known her for many years, yes.
Because Matt is mates with my sister's fella, Mike.
Yeah.
Matt is mates with Mike?
Mm.
Excellent.
It is true.
I regret. I regret.
It's nice. It's like one big showbiz family.
How are you, Chris? Are you enjoying this morning lark?
I am. I am, actually. I'm really enjoying it. Obviously, you've been listening.
Very much so, yes.
What do you think?
I like the bit where the man comes on and reads the news.
Right.
I love the weather.
I love the songs.
Songs are good. And
the
sport.
The bits between the songs.
Oh, you don't like?
No.
Yeah.
I don't... I don't know that bit.
Right.
Chris Moyles just did a very camp look. Which was very funny, but will be lost in you.
I don't think I did. So
I've never seen you be camp before.
You've never seen me before.
We bring it out of people. We can't help are probably the campest men in Britain.
I wouldn't say so. I thought your acceptance speech at the Comedy Awards was very butch and very hetero.
Well, it had everything, that speech.
It did.
I thanked everybody. Yeah. It was moving.
Yeah. I was pleased. 10 years working together. I was pleased, yeah.
Have you won one of those?
No.
Just me. Me who's 1-1.
See, you're like...
1-0.
You're like the comedy equivalent of our show, because we don't really win awards either.
No. But I deserve to win them, Chris.
Well, I think that's a bit hard.
With me, there's a sense of injustice.
We shirk the plaudits, though.
But by the way, for those people who are listening earlier, International Frog or Dog, our feature, Alad reliably informed me that David and Matt talked all the way through it and didn't hear it.
They're preparing for
this
interview.
Because we were talking about all the funny things we're going to say and do.
Really?
Over the next 25 minutes.
Excellent.
Anarchy.
Have you seen in today's Daily Mirror on page 23, there's a picture of the Prime Minister's head superimposed onto Vicky Pollard. It's really strange. But they've quoted Vicky Pollard, yeah, but no. But they've put in commas and full stops. And, of course, Vicky talks with no punctuation whatsoever.
See, they just don't get it.
The Prime Minister of Little Britain responds to the Hutton report. There you go. That's blowing my own trumpet there.
Will you cut that out and keep it?
I probably will.
Oh, isn't that lovely? He hasn't changed. He's so down to earth.
Yeah.
Mind you, when you get paid by the BBC, right, it's quite easy to be down to earth and feel like the common man.
What about the BBC canteen, Chris?
Well, there isn't one here.
We always thought that...
So you've got one at Television Centre.
We always wanted to be on the BBC so we could make jokes about the BBC canteen, because when we were growing up, that's what people like Terry Wogan always
Terry Wogan,
did.
Wasn't it?
And when you were a DJ, it's vending machine coffee.
Is that what they... Is that
and
the
they
thing?
Don't have a vending machine coffee here.
No, it's a letdown, isn't it?
It's, you know, I don't know where my licence fee goes. Well, I do. Your wages. Anyway.
Another camp look.
That wasn't camp.
I'm sure you weren't camp before this morning.
I'm not camp.
You're going to be fully fledged gay by the time we're finished with you.
Stop it. I like your television programme.
Thank you very much.
I think it's very funny.
Thank you. Dominic has seen one.
Dominic has seen one sketch.
And he remembers what the Mifanwy sketch.
That's And you're not in that one, are you?
I am.
Well, not everyone.
No,
unless you play the barmaid.
No, I don't play the barmaid, but I play,
Howell.
Yes, a sort of Welsh gay man who comes in, to the pub.
If you haven't seen the show, Little Britain is a comedy sketch show in which David Wellinghams and myself, and the hilarious guy from Shooting Stars, the funny one, we come on and we play gays and women.
Right.
Basically.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
No, you occasionally play men.
Occasionally, but usually they're gay.
See, now, my favourite bit... My favourite thing that you do, Mr. Matt Lucas.
Thank you.
Funny man off of the Shooting Stars.
The drama, the bald drama, the hilarious
and,
rhombus
and, of
suited.
Course, who can forget the apocalypse chew?
Yes. Oh, our finest moment,
I'm
yes.
I'm telling you. Now, my favourite bit is when you do dull members of the public. In the supporting thing, when you do that thing of going...
Oh, dull members of the public. Yeah. No, I do. Yeah.
When you just go, all right. Now, I like that.
Bloke.
I think you're very good. And I think it's appalling that you haven't been asked to be in EastEnders.
Yeah, no, this is true. Well, they were looking for a replacement.
Another camp look! Another one! And a shrug of the shoulder.
I don't know what you mean.
They were looking for a replacement for Wellard. Ha ha, did you get it? I'll play the doggy. But, I don't know. Well, David's a proper actor. He can do those sort of things.
Yeah.
He can do those. Did you see David in Christmas EastEnders?
I did, yeah.
It was funny.
I thought the way you stood at the door of the Vic, brilliant. I missed the episode before where you were more in it.
Yeah, I was in...
I think you were dancing in the episode I saw.
Yeah.
That must have been a thrill for you.
It was.
Did he tape it and keep it?
I think my mum's taped it.
Oh.
And she's got it. It's kind of a hard one to know when you're going to watch it again. If you're going to get people around and go, oh, let's watch me on EastEnders.
I'd do that.
Yeah, well. No, so...
No, he really would.
No, it was great. I mean, Shane Ritchie is a joy.
Bless him.
You said he sort of pinches your bum before you go for a tape.
I read that.
Yeah, he has his hands sort of...
I read that... She was getting her breasts out for you.
One fell out by accident.
And then you asked to see the other one, I heard.
Yes, she very kindly showed it to me.
Well, she's not backward and coming forward, is she?
I didn't see both at the same time.
All right, so it's not like you're a proper gore.
No, but I sort of, in my mind...
Did you pop them back in for her in a John Leslie, Judy Finnegan way?
In my mind, I put the two together.
Did you?
Very nice.
Right. I won't ask any more. And then you said that Shane Ritchie was touching your bum and tickling you.
Yes, he's one of those people, just about, let's say, action, he sort of gets his hand right in your bottom and gives it a good squeeze.
Maybe you do bring out the gay in everyone.
I said camp.
Well, camp. All right, camp. But touching your bottom and tickling you.
Well, no, but you see, actors do that kind of thing all the time.
Do they?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the more
we do.
I don't think they ever did that in the professionals. Bodie and Dole were never squeezing each other's bums, tickling each other.
I tell you what, I think when you're actually making a comedy show, you're usually quite serious and concentrating. But if you're doing something, I did this Shakespeare play a few years ago in these long runs,
brilliant.
And then you.
You never saw it, you big liar.
Did you see that?
No.
Oh.
Accent,
you
see?
No, you act very well. When you're in something serious, then I think you do muck about, you know. And, so on EastEnders, you have to muck about, really, don't you? And those people are doing it day in, day out in that set, so... They have to. Somebody help me out here.
Why
I'm just
looking,
sort of talking, and David refuses to make eye contact.
Why is he looking at me like that?
Because I'm waiting for the next camp look. I tell you what you are actually doing. You're actually flirting with me. What you're doing.
I'm really not. It's camp chemistry.
I just want to tell you that. That's what you're doing.
I'm really not flirting with you. What I'm doing is...
With fire, you're going to get burnt, Chris.
Listen, what I'm doing that thing with you to make Matt jealous.
Well, that's working.
Yeah, because we were thinking just before we came in, who's going to get off with Chris? Oh, you bitch, hands off, he's mine!
And who's your money on?
Matt.
Really?
Yeah.
Tiger. He doesn't know about Newcastle.
What's that? Newcastle? Oh, yes.
We worked together in Newcastle,
you
pillock.
We were on, can I just say, we were on this show, right, a few years ago called The Comedy Tube. And do you remember, right,
The Apocalypse Tube.
What would I call it? The Comedy Tube. Well, that was wrong. Well, we weren't on a show called The Comedy Tube. We were on, I was just thinking of Apocalypse Dave. Sorry about that.
Right.
We were on Apocalypse Tube and Prince was on it and Paul McCartney and Robbie Williams. Do you remember? There were all these rules, like you weren't allowed to look at Prince. You weren't allowed to make eye contact.
You had to call him sir, apparently.
You had to call him sir, and you could only speak to him if he spoke to you. And there were all these amazing kind of security measures in place. And then one guy from the audience who had no idea about any of this was just walking past him in a corridor. I just went up to him and patted him on the back and went, "All right, Prince fella, how you doing? All right. Nice to see you, Johnny lad. What are you up to, like? We don't see much of you these days. Are you doing out or nothing?" And it was just really funny. We'd all behaved ourselves, and he sort of wilted. He was very nervous.
I never met him.
Very nervous. You didn't meet him. No, I saw him.
Did you meet Paul McCartney?
I did.
Yeah, and I got made up next to him in the makeup room.
Oh, really?
Do you know, a lot of people don't remember, Paul McCartney used to be in this band called The Beatles. People only really talk about the Frog Chorus. And
the Flog Chorus?
Yeah.
How does the Flog Chorus go?
Mal of Kinder. Well, I went to public school, you see. That was good, wasn't it?
What, you just had that, just in case it was mentioned?
Matt called me very late last night and went, "Do us a favour, you can bring in a copy of the Frog Chorus, could you? Just in case we talk about it."
It's actually called We All Stand Together, in brackets, the Frog Chorus. Okay? Just let's get
camp
that
look
right.
Number four.
Would you like another camp look?
That wasn't a camp look, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, if you're watching on the webcam, by the way. Right, more from the very funny Matt Lucas and his mate David Williams. After this, this is Jameson. Not the way that we're bumping. 8:26. It's feeling good inside. It's the way I was moving. No illusion when I caught your eye. A text message has come in. I think Little Britain is the funniest thing on TV. And we've had many like that, Dave. So there you go.
That's nice.
Isn't it?
Yeah, very nice.
I don't think I look camp.
You do sometimes. You are quite camp for a straight man.
Do you want me to look straight with a punch in your face?
Kinda.
Or camp with a kiss on the cheek?
I'll tell you after the news.
Is that like a tease? So, coming up, we'll play Will Young, Black Eyed Peas and Kylie, and also find out, does Dave think I'm camp, or does Dave think I'm butch? That's brilliant. What a tease that is.
Hang them over the news. It's a radio trick.
Britain, by the way. Very, very funny. It's on BBC Two, Monday nights at 10. And on BBC Three, every half hour.
Excellent plug.
You switch it on. It's either Liquid News or Little Britain or Hercules.
And his mate Dave. No, that's different.
No, that's Sort It Out, Man.
And his mate Dave.
Yeah. What a remarkable channel. They should give us a show, don't you think?
Yeah, we tried that. They won't
yeah,
do it.
No, they're not. Right, let's get some news and sport with Dominic and Jules. It's 8:30.
And the main news this morning, a man's being held. Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 8:33.
Let's get fit and get dancing.
Thank you, Jade. Thank you, Dom and Juliet.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I think I look quite butch. You know, yeah. Quite manly. Do you know, I think I look very similar. David Williams, right? Do you know what he's doing? He's just trying to get headlines, you know, because he knows that the world's press listen. And by saying that about me... You know, because I'm like a man, that he, you know, he knows it'll be getting the paper, it'll be Metro or something tomorrow.
Are you suggesting he's trying to stage a flirt off?
He could do, yeah, but yeah. It's not working because no. A lot of people have said that I remind them of Magnum PI,
mm-hmm.
You know, who wasn't camp at all. He was very, very, you know, very, very manly.
Magnum PI?
Yeah, Tom Selleck.
You haven't even got a moustache.
No, but I once had a red car. 8:33.
We're here to entertain you each morning from 7. We finish up at 10, then we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, the figures will go up and we'll get paid much more money. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Let's play some bits of the CD so they get some money.
Look into my eyes, look into my eyes. The eyes, not around the eyes. Don't look around my eyes, look into the eyes. You're under.
I am wishing to purchase items of ladies' wear. What? That ladies wear, for that is what I am, a lady.
No, but, yeah, but no, because what happened was, right, was this thing happened, what you don't even know about. Shut up! I wasn't even supposed to be even anywhere near there, but then Meredith come over and started stirring it all up and started calling me all these things out about this thing, what I was supposed to have done, but I ain't never even not done it, all right? I hear they bully you at school. What do they say? What do they call you, Chris?
Fatty.
Oh, that's awful, fatty. Not fatty bum bum.
No.
Hello, my name is David, and I am a geek.
Yeah. That's the Black Eyed Peas on Radio 1. It's 8:41 in the morning. The lovely, wonderful and talented Matt Lucas is here.
Yes.
David Williams is on the show as well.
Another camp look.
That wasn't a camp
look. It was!
It wasn't.
What was it then?
I don't know what camp is. The BBC Radio Collection Little Britain CD is here. It's the Sony Award-winning BBC Radio 4 comedy.
That's right. Some people don't realise, but it was actually... we did a couple of series on radio before it reached TV.
Yeah.
And we've released this lovely CD, which you can go and buy right after this show finishes.
And we're signing copies at 6 yeah. o'clock today at the Virgin Megastore in London.
You're
in Piccadilly.
Virgin.
In Virgin in Piccadilly, the one near Piccadilly Circus.
And we're doing it in character.
As you're Lou singing. And Andy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Which ones are those?
Well, I say, Andy?
Yeah?
Will we see the do you want?
That one.
Those characters.
Yeah, no.
Is it, which one is it? Because I've told my family that it's the one on Oxford
Street. Oh, that's what that look meant. No, it's in Piccadilly.
Oh, God.
You were going to go to the wrong one.
I'm serious, you were going to go to the wrong one.
You need to check your own website.
Okay.
What time is it, you there?
It's 6 p.m, Virgin in Piccadilly in London today. Right. Lou and Andy
not
will be
signing.
Not
if my mum and dad are watching, listening.
Yeah, listening.
Sorry, I'm just so used to being on telly. it's not the one on Oxford Street.
No, it's not.
Dad, sorry.
No, sorry, anyway, you were talking about our fabulous CD before
that's
I interrupted
right,
you.
That's right, yes. Which you can get signed. By yourselves today.
Yeah, I know.
If you... Can I ask a question about that?
Go on.
Because that, for me, that's the most repeated catchphrase from the show.
Yeah, I know.
And we were talking about... My mate Christopher does this all the time. Right?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And he's always doing it. And me and my girlfriend, Sophie, you know Sophie.
Yeah. You haven't got a girlfriend, you liar.
She's my beard. Now, and we were talking last night about that character.
Yeah, no.
Right. And I was saying, I was doing my appalling version of it, right, because it's not a good impression that I do.
Yeah, no.
And Sophie turns around and goes, he's not a Scouser. And we got into a debate on where he's from.
Herbie. Scouser, yeah.
Yes, there you go. Get in, huh? No flies on me. Do you like it?
Like what?
the impression that I've just realised I haven't done.
Oh, well, yeah, do the impression then. Let's hear you.
How can you ask them if they like it and you've said nothing?
Well, because...
He's got all shiny.
Go on.
That one.
That's not bad.
Thank you.
It's a kind of camp version of the character. It's a slightly high pitch, slightly effeminate version.
Get out. Get out. Do you want me to say what I saw the other night? Ha-ha. Well, there you go. When I was peering through your windows with my binoculars.
Well, that says more about you than him, Chris. Yeah. I can stop you there already.
He asked me to be there.
Fair enough. Fair
play. He said, be there about 8:45.
And I'll tell you where to be. Beware. Be at 6 p.m. Come to Virgin in Piccadilly in London.
Not the one on Oxford Street.
Not the one on Oxford Street. The one in Piccadilly. And Lou and Andy will be there to sign your CDs after you've paid for them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
See, I just did it.
Yeah, I
just did it.
That one.
Right, let's ask some boring questions because you're on this morning later, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We're on Pip Schofield.
I love that.
And Fern Britt.
I think they're great.
Yeah, they're cool.
I'm gonna try and preempt some of the boring questions that they will come up with. Not that they are boring, but who do you like doing the most? Who's your favourite character in the show?
Actually, we quite like doing Lou and Andy.
I love them.
Yeah. Well, I think Philip Schofield has seen the show, but I'm not sure Fern Britton has.
We like doing Marjorie Dawes. I enjoyed doing Marjorie. Any new members? Anybody?
I really enjoy the fact that we got some clips which I cleverly edited
together. I thought it was very good, and then you put them to We All Stand Together, brackets, the Frog Chorus.
That's right, close brackets. And I like the fact that the new member on the CD is called Chris, who was bullied at school for being fat.
He's actually named after a boy I was at school with called Christopher Halliday, who, and I was, believe it or not, I was fat.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe it.
I'm
very lucky. I can eat and eat and eat and not put on an ounce.
And there was one guy who was fatter than me, Chris Halliday.
Right.
So I just thought, to compound his misery.
Does he know?
Let's write him into the sketch.
Does he know this?
Well, he knows it now. If he's listening, right. He hasn't killed himself.
Let's hope he hasn't, because we need the ratings.
We do.
And where do all the ideas come from?
Oh God! From our minds.
Right.
I once saw Vic and Bob on something like Saturday Superstore, and they answered that. Where do you get all your ideas from? And he said, from my mind, which I thought was a great answer. You're just on the bus. You're on the train. You watch other people's comedy shows.
You don't get the bus.
I do. I get the bus all the time. There's a bus that goes from my flat to David's, and when we're writing, we always get the bus. Always get the C11.
C11, which you probably know, being also local to me. Do you get the C11, Chris?
Do you not get the bus?
No.
No one's going to recognise you.
There's no first class.
My brother is a tube driver, so I get a free Oyster card because I'm his nominee.
An Oyster card? What's an Oyster card?
It means I get free travel on London Underground and on the buses.
My dad used to work for London Transport, so when he did, I used to get cheap travel as well.
Mm.
Wow. Right, moving on. It says here that you get cheap travel.
Yeah.
That'd be great. If we asked that today, just go, we've done that today, love.
We're just sick of telling you about our travel cards.
You like peppermint tea?
Very much, we do.
That's mainly what we drink all day.
People do say to you, do you write the show down the pub?
Yeah, but you have a few peppies in and write the show down the pub. No, we have to sit in a room drinking peppermint tea for hours on end trying to think of funny things to
staring
say.
Staring each other out.
Maybe you should try drinking down the pub and then writing it.
I would have a go, but... you've got to be really focused and it's quite dull, really, to be honest with you. You've just got to sit there and do it. The fun part is when you get to make the show, isn't it, and the audience come in and you get to perform.
Do you argue much when you're writing it?
No, we don't. We're sort of...
sort of simmering resentment more. Right. That's what we go for.
But I think the thing is, you write what you know. If it makes you both laugh, it's in. You know what I mean? So
it's actually that's one great thing about doing comedy is that you know that if you're both laughing, then it's the right thing to do. And if you're not laughing, then it probably isn't.
Yeah. Right. So
that's a good way to judge it. If people laugh, it's funny.
No, but if we're laughing,
right?
Then we go. Well, at least
another camp look.
All comedy is a punt, I think. It's all a gamble. You never know what's going to work and what isn't
Steve
on the day.
Punt.
All comedy is Steve Punt.
Right.
But if you write something that you're both laughing at, then it's down, it's on the page.
Dave and I, by the way, I don't know if you've seen the advert for this radio show that goes out on telly.
I've seen the first 10 seconds.
Cheers.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Go on.
And I'm a bin man. And
I have seen that.
I never went to a RADA or anything like that. That's
it
all
doesn't
natural,
show.
That's all natural ability. So Dave and I, he's a milkman in it, we are available for the next series as extras. You know, or with my excellent impressions, I could be like a relation of one of the characters.
Well, we've already actually written in Nigel Havers.
Right, stuff him.
Vanessa Feltz, we've written a bit
for. Right, yeah, but whatever. But I'm talking about me and Dave.
Yeah.
And we, you know, you throw anything at us, and we can ad-lib as well, obviously.
Well,
and
I saw you on Whose Line Is
It. We can do funny voices and create hilarious, hilarious comedy characters.
We might have some...
Like
some...
the fella from Sheffield with the limp. Don't munch up war. That's one of our favourites.
Well, we'll be nicking that later.
Yeah, and you know, it's up to you.
Look, we've got some very camp
Just say
characters.
Yes.
Yeah, we thought we'd have the gay DJ.
The gay DJ, I think.
Character.
Maybe get you in for that.
You have to speak to my agent. I am very busy.
Fair enough.
Right, it's 10 to 9. More from these two funny men in a second.
One life on Radio
1. Radio 1. It's 8:54. Right, so what do we need to plug? By the way, are you aware of the... today we're allowed to say it, by the way, but are you aware of the Little Britain catchphrase, Kitty?
Well, I am aware of it, but we are exempt.
Well, you are, yeah, and everyone is today.
How much have you raised so far? Is it £10 a time?
Rachel, yes, tell her a go. Rachel said it twice on the air. Technically, Al had said it.
No, you...
What did you say?
I said, right, there's two DAT machines here. I said, which one are you recording on today? Is it DAT 2? And you went, no, it's DAT 1.
Yeah.
Which technically counts.
Also, if anyone says, yes, any point, or just yes, that's what's our catchphrase. We've invented a catchphrase, which is the word yes.
Well, that's, you see, that's, you know...
So if anyone uses the word yes at any point, it's because of us.
No!
Yes!
I think that's very mean. Ali just told me he pays to work here anyway. You know.
So we should.
Taking even more money from him.
He's the only Welsh in the studio. We told him once, we said to him once, that when you were writing Little Britain...
Yeah.
You weren't sure where what's his name, the character?
Davith.
Right, we weren't sure where he should be from. Right?
You know, he's your favourite.
And the story was, I said to Alan, apparently the story goes that they were writing it and we were on the background on the radio and they heard Alan talk, you talking, Alan, and they went, let's make him from Wales. And Alan went, no, that's not true. And then goes, it would be a really nice compliment if it was, but that's not true.
I get embarrassed
then. Oh.
Bless you.
Isn't he lovely?
Because he is from Wales. Yeah. He really is Welsh. It's not like a joke or anything. You know.
I'm a bit Welsh.
Who's a bit Welsh?
Me.
Where are you from?
Surrey.
Right. Excellent.
But I have a Welsh grandfather.
Right.
Didn't people, when you were very little, people thought you were a bit Chinese when they saw your eyes
or
something?
I look a bit like a sort of Eskimo princess.
Dave was born in Hong Kong.
Really?
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
But I'm not Chinese at all.
Nanak of the North London, you are. Where are you from?
That's a reference to Nanook of the North, a film made in the 1920s. That's probably why that gag didn't do so well.
Nanook of the North is the first, they reckon it's the first documentary ever made, that's what I was told.
Wasn't that the name of the kid's dog in The Lost Boys?
Yeah, probably.
That was Nanook, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, I'm almost certain.
The Lost Boys with, is that the one with Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. One, yeah. Thou shall not kill. With the song in the background, I'm just going to shut
up. That had People Are Strangin', I like that song.
Yeah, really good. The cover by Echo and the Bunnymen.
That's right.
I'm so going to, when the show's finished today, I'm going out and I'm going to have a fight with someone and drink loads of beer.
That's how they all start.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right, so if you want to see the two very funny gentlemen on television, they're going to be on this morning later. And... Would you take part in our silly game that we like to do with guests where you have to get a word in somehow and then all our listeners know? It's a little secret.
Absolutely love to. Yeah.
Oh, I see, yeah. Okay.
No, we generally give
my word is little.
No.
For Little Britain.
That's, no, you can't, it doesn't work like that. You have to say rubbish.
Rubbish, okay.
And you have to say cabbage.
When?
On this morning.
On this morning.
Okay.
To get it and then somewhere. What happens?
And if you don't, we beat you up.
But if we do, we get to keep Aled.
Yes.
Great.
Is that all right? Do you want to do that?
Yeah, no.
I'll tell you what, that's a bargain.
I'm well in there, yeah. No, I'm very happy.
Congratulations. It's a very, very funny show. And all your success is well deserved because you're both very funny. Matt's funnier than David because David got the award and Matt didn't and he wants one. And the CD is out and available. It's Little Britain. Here it is for all the folks at home watching. And it's great. It's got two CDs in and is worth every single penny.
Thank you
very much.
See, I plugged that because I'm a fan, not because I want to be in the second series.
But you do, though, don't you?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Hello, it's Radio 1 DJ. Right, anyway, let's do Dave's Cheetah Sling. Dave, how do you get to this morning's track from yesterday's, which was All Saints and Pure Shores?
Pure Shores appeared on the soundtrack to The Beach. The beach is where you might find crabs. Crabs have claws, as do cats. Cats sound a bit like puffins, which are used to advertise Guinness. Guinness is brewed in Dublin, the home city of Samantha Mumba. Mumba rhymes with lumber, which is a region of the back. Back in the USSR was a big hit for the Beatles in 1976, the same year that my sister was born in. Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen was taken from the album of the same name, which also included the track Dancing in the Dark, the video for which included a girl being plucked by Bruce from the audience at one of his gigs, which turned out to be a very, very young Courtney Cox. Courtney Cox shares the same Christian name as Courtney Love, who is the lead singer of the band Hole. Hole in My Shoe was a 1984 hit for Neil. Yeah. Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon, although he didn't actually meet any of our intergalactic neighbours. Neighbours actress Anne Haddy played the role of Helen Daniels, and Helen Daniels shares the same surname as Quadrophenia star Phil Daniels, who also starred in the video for Blur's Park Life.
Wow!
Which links us to this morning's tedious
link. Oasis!
It is Blur and Park Life.
Park Life. Do you like that song?
Yeah, very much so.
Great. Let's all enjoy it together on Radio 1. It's 9 o'clock. Great record. It's Blur and Park Life on Radio 1. David Walliams just whacked himself in the face with the headphones.
Why did we get caught out?
He never stops. He never stops being wacky. And now they're both enjoying a complimentary milkshake. The Chris Moyles Show, where we treat the guests well. Seamless link there?
Yeah, I think so.
Any mistakes?
Nope.
No.
What's this theme from?
Treasure Hunt.
I thought you were going to say the Chris Moyles Show. No, Treasure Hunt, that was it.
No, we have our own theme.
Treasure Hunt?
Yeah. We have our theme. Would you like to hear our
theme? Yeah, very much.
Okay, all right. Yeah, Matt goes... Yeah, of course. I recognise it now.
I thought I'd better do that, yeah.
No, it's good. And there's a bit of singing, then it goes back into the music again. The Chris Moyles Show,
National Radio 1. That was the singing bit.
Yeah. Do you like that?
Well, it goes on a bit, doesn't it?
It's 12 minutes long. But it's for you to talk over.
Oh, okay. Can we talk now, then?
So, Matt, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And we're currently writing a second series of Little Britain.
Would you like a hand? No, don't mock me.
Well, I tell you what...
Well, we were going to offer to help you with this show, actually.
I tell you what...
We need it.
A great inspiration for us are Kilroy and Tricia. What are we going to do now? Now Kilroy's put his foot in it.
Well, I could come round.
No.
What?
No. No, because Kilroy, you always get brilliant people. Are we allowed to talk? We can just talk over this, can't we?
Yes. Right.
Kilroy's always got brilliant people in it. I remember watching it once. I was talking about people in bad debt. And this woman came on and she goes, I'm so poor, I can't even afford a pancake. how much does a pancake cost? Is that an expression? All you need to do to write a comedy show is get up early enough to watch Kilroy and Tricia and then just write down everything they say.
Say really? What you see, yeah, definitely.
Say what you hear.
Say what you hear. And so, yeah, so we're writing our second series and hopefully that'll be on sort of late autumn or something like that.
On all?
Yeah, no. That one.
Oh. Is that irritating yet?
No, no, it's very nice. It's very nice. We've been slogging away for years. It's nice.
Is it one of those moments where you kind of remember the first person when you're walking down the street and it's just aired on BBC Three and someone comes up and goes, that one, and points at you?
I've already forgotten. I already can't remember. But yeah, I was aware that even on BBC Three it was getting people were doing the catchphrases, yeah.
I can't wait now for about, 5 years down the line when you're walking down the street and someone goes, that one, and you go, bugger off!
Well, Harry Enfield told that story of being on a holiday and a man came up to him on the beach saying, now, I don't believe you wanted to do that. And he went, and I don't believe you wanted to be the 1,000th person to say that to me today. And apparently this guy was, like, in front of his kids, and Harry Enfield's felt guilty about that ever since.
And where is he now?
Harry Enfield's great. He's an inspiration to us, really.
That's counting fantastic. His money, I was about to say, because yes, he's such an excellent performer.
Excellent, yes.
And but Matt always used to get just people saying to him, oi, what are the scores, George Dawes?
Yeah.
And it's difficult to know what to say.
But I don't know, about 3-1 or something. I've never
what, what do they say to you, David? Do they, marry me! No. Because of your role in EastEnders?
No, well, I went into the laundrette the other day, right where we live.
Right. We don't live together, if you just tuned in.
Well, we live, well.
No.
Not officially. No. Hasn't been announced yet, is it? We're keeping it under wraps for now.
Shut up.
No, I went into the laundrette the other day, and I just walked in, and the woman went, oh! Like that. I said, why are you laughing? She goes, I saw you on Little Britain! And I said, it was Monday night, it's now Wednesday, you can't still be laughing about
do
it.
Do my washing, shut up.
I don't know.
But they shout out, I'm a lady, to me.
And do ladies shout that to you?
No.
Like, will a lady see you in the street and go, oh, I'm a lady! Excellent, cheers, love.
It's quite nice. For years, I've had people just come up to me and go, never mind the Buzzcocks, thinking that I'm Mark Lamar.
I was mistaken for Dom Jolly. At a Nick Cave gig, and I was mortified.
Who do you get mistaken for? Is there anybody that you get...
Generally George Clooney, Brad Pitt, that kind of thing.
No, but you do that. Is that
Lisa
Riley.
That's slightly odd. Ooh, someone's out of a job. There is that slightly odd thing that if you work in the media, people sort of know you, but they don't quite know why. So, I mean, who would you get mistaken for? There must be somebody that you're...
Phil Jupitus used to be, and I remember because I had a goatee for like 3 years and I thought, right, I'm sick of this Phil Jupitus thing. And I used to know Phil Jupitus. And he used to pop in and say hello. And we got on really well. And then we fell out, which is a shame.
Oh, right.
And I hope that one day we kindle that friendship.
If you sleep with your friends, that's what happens.
So anyway... So I shaved off my goatee, thinking, right, that's it. I won't look like Jeep anymore now. Switched on to the mind of Buzzcocks. Get out!
I'll tell you what.
Get out, Williams!
You can't obviously radio, but the leather looks fantastic on you. You wear that well.
Let him finish
his
story.
You're in no position to talk, Matt Lucas, true. With what you wear when you do Gavin.
No, this is true. This is true.
Let him finish his story.
Sorry, Chris.
No, I'm not going to now. You've ruined it.
Can I say, though, about people mistaking you for people? Someone came up to me recently and went, well done for The Office. You're brilliant in it. And thank you very much.
They did.
Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah, I thought, oh, I'll be in that, yeah.
Well, well done with everything. What's your word to say on this morning?
Rubbish.
And David?
Cabbage.
You can't just randomly say it. You get extra bonus points if you work it in.
What if I say it about 100 times?
Welcome to the show, Matt Lucas.
Cabbage! Rubbish!
And we mustn't draw attention to the fact that we've been given...
Actually, the louder you shout rubbish.
Oh, no.
No, because it's a Radio 1 catchphrase, Scott Mills, then we all then stole.
What's cabbage, then?
I don't know. You can change the word, if you want to change the word, to viaduct or...
Caravan or something. Osteopath.
I'll stick with cabbage.
Okay.
I'll stick with rubbish.
You can shout
rubbish,
loud.
I can do it.
So
yeah.
You go. Yeah.
So I could say, oh, we've just went on the Radio 1 breakfast show and it was
cabbage.
It was cabbage.
What do you generally eat for tea?
Rubbish. Yeah.
Right, thank you for coming in. I love you both.
Thank you very much.
I love Matt Moore, obviously. Than David. I will be having a restraining order out.
Obviously. Well, I've got warmth, do you know what I mean?
And I think you're a charming young man who's not affected by your fame and popularity.
David,
definitely flirting with you. Definite chemistry there.
Playing hard to get, I can see it.
Oh, it looks good.
That was
there ain't
camp.
No Comedy Dave no more, that's all I'm saying.
It's 9:10 on Radio 1. Buy their CD, it's funny. Oh, great record, that.
Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
Comes out on Monday, it's Maroon 5 and Harder to Breathe. Before that, Missy Elliott, Pass That Dutch on Radio 1. 9:16 in the morning. So, this morning, we're not sure if it's Fern, but they do believe it's Philip Schofield, with guests Matt Lucas and t'other one. And they had to get the words in rubbish and cabbage somewhere in their interview.
And they have to try and work it in a subtle way, don't they?
Yeah.
They can't just come out with it.
Well, that David Williams, he'll just probably shout it because he's rubbish.
You were giving him the look, though, weren't you?
No, thanks for sticking up for me, by the way.
What?
That's really nice of you. You wait, by the way, till Dale Winton comes on the show next week. Your ass is grass, and he's the lawnmower.
Dale only has eyes for you. Everybody knows that.
Well, you wait. We'll start talking about your marriage again, which he doesn't believe.
Oh, Dale?
Yeah.
No, he didn't believe that I was getting married, did he? Because
no.
I remember sort of talking
about... You've got a girlfriend.
Ooh.
You've got a girlfriend. I can't believe it. Anyway, Rachel, big day for Rachel on a Wednesday, normally.
Which means that Thursday is then the results of the big Wednesday Weight Watchers weigh-in.
Someone's actually just texted in asking, but we haven't got time to do it today.
Sure.
No. Of course we have.
No, we haven't.
We'll make time.
No.
Why? Well, I've got nothing else to do now.
You have plugged Car Park Catchphrase.
08700 100 100. Next. Now, if you want to be on Car Park Catchphrase, give us a ring. Alan is waiting with his McDonald's drive-thru... Oh, it's Madonna Vogue. Right. I'd have gone for the first option.
He's to maximise your meal.
His headset for the phones. So give him a ring. 08700 100 100 if you want to play Car Park Catchphrase. There you go. Instant response on the phones. Now, back to you. Weight Watchers yesterday with your weekly Weight Watchers Wednesday weigh-in.
We haven't got time.
We have.
We haven't.
Did you go?
Yes. I did go.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This is very exciting.
No. We haven't got time, Chris.
Yes, we have. And with a time of 18 minutes past the big hour of 9 o'clock, it's time for Rachel's weekly Weight Watchers Wednesday weigh-in results. As you know, Rachel's really good at losing all the pounds. So let's find out this week how much weight she's lost. Rachel!
We haven't got time.
Didn't lose out, did you?
We haven't got time. I'll tell you next week.
It's always next week, love, don't worry. Told you shouldn't have had that cake the other morning.
One. Hello, Vernon Kay here. No, so...
Rachel's not happy with the comments coming through on the text. Moody Rachel. I take it she hasn't lost weight this week then? That moody girl.
I'm not being moody. I'm just thinking of the good of the show.
Think yourself lucky. At least there's not a sketch on the Little Britain CD that mentions your name.
I hear they bully you at school. What do they say? What do they call you, Chris?
Fatty.
Oh, that's awful. Fatty. Not Fatty Bum Bum.
Actually. Don't worry, we won't mention it anymore. This is the Lost Prophets. Rachel didn't lose anything this week. One more time. Simon says, Rachel sounds sweet, leave her alone.
Yeah.
Emma in Bradford, leave Rachel alone.
Yeah.
She sounded upset to me.
Yeah.
Typical man not picking up on that.
Yeah.
From Emma in Bradford. Paul says, I bet Rachel lost weight, she's just too modest to say so. Lovely lady. My favourite one though so far is, how fat is Rachel? Which is just gonna be... One. Insensitive me, I don't think so. Raymond Sinclair.
Private joke.
Right, coming up, Pink, Daniel Bedingfield, and then Hang on, I'm not. It's not.
Then what?
Do you know what? They're the songs for Joe Wiley's.
Are they? Well, you can promote them.
Yeah,
also.
No, they are coming.
They're great records
in
on a great show.
In half an hour, we'll play Robbie and Khalees, and then Car Park Catchphrase after news and sport with Dom and Jules at 9:30.
New fears over airport security in the US.
You on Newsbeat. It's now 9:33.
Who are you asking?
Yes, I am.
Let's get fit and get dancing.
She sounds just like a Teletubby, and I can't remember which one it is. I was trying to find it yesterday. Is it Lala? I don't know. Could be Poe.
Do you want to hear it in full from the beginning?
Yeah.
All right.
Join Jade for her all-new dance workout. Let's get fit and get dancing. Jade's all-new dance workout.
Are you dancing?
Are you asking?
I'm asking.
Then I'm dancing. Jade's all-new dance workout. Out now to buy on video and DVD.
May the Lord have mercy on her soul. I hit that and it paused. Look. Do it again. Watch this. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio. That's better. 9:34, Car Park Catchphrase is coming up. Comedy Dave.
Hello to you.
Khalees follows Robbie Williams.
Me with the Four Show, kicking with your...
That's Khalees on Radio 1 and Milkshake. And if you're just tugging into a nice milkshake this morning...
That's just for you. Robbie Williams for that. This show's been silly today. Silly.
I blame you.
I blame Alan.
Can I have a milkshake? There's one left.
Hello, my name is David.
So, just because he's Welsh, that's the only reason. Just say, hello, my name is Alan. One.
Hello, my name is Alan.
Hello, my name is David.
Oh, so childish.
Hello, my name is David.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Car park fans, do you know, it's not a catchphrase that's sweeping the nation yet, is it? But I'm determined to make it work.
I think it's a slow burner. I think it will catch on in months to come.
Yeah. It wasn't written by me. It was written by the legend that is Roy Walker. It's all thanks to you, Roy. Thank you, mate.
Thank you, Chris.
No problem. Let's get straight to it and let's meet our contestants.
Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. It's Mark and I'm from Nottingham.
How's Nottingham this morning?
Same as it always is. Grim.
I never understand that when DJs on the radio or on phoning bits on TV, they always go, how's Nottingham today? And you go, what does that question mean? How's Nottingham? What? How's the economy? You know, how's that? What do you mean? How the road works? What does that mean? It's a ridiculous question.
It's so, just all middle of the road, Nottingham, isn't it?
No, do you know, I think you're
middle
doing...
Middle of the country.
No, beautiful place.
It's a lovely place.
It is.
Yeah. What do you do?
I'm a van driver. I deliver cookers.
Oh, nice. Not as good as delivering cookies.
Cookies? But no, close. No. I could do with a lorry full of cookies. That's easier.
Whereabouts are you parked?
I'm parked at Watford Gap on the M1.
North or southbound?
Southbound. Going to Northampton today.
If anyone's in their car, have a look out for him. What are you driving?
I'm in a Luton Transit.
Ooh.
But I've also got my mate next to me. He's in a bigger van.
All right.
He's in a big 7.5-ton van.
All right, let's wind your window down, Mark. Let's hear your horn.
All right, then.
What's your mate's name?
There's a couple there. There's Carl there and there's Yoren, Foreign Yoren.
Foreign Yoren?
Foreign Yoren.
Can we hear Carl's horn?
Hang on.
That's the same one, you liar.
Hang on, both together.
All right, I'll take it back. That'll teach me for being a smart ass. Right, hang on there, mate.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Oh, it's Andy and I'm from London.
Hey! Apple, apples and pears, knees up, mother brown. And all that. Whereabouts in London?
I'm in Harrow, northwest London.
Harrow?
Harrow.
Oh, hilarious. And the gags are non-stop from 10.
Keep rolling.
Yeah, I'm telling you. What do you do, mate?
Medical rep.
A medical rep?
Yeah.
Very nice.
No idea, eh?
Not a clue. Where are you parked?
I'm in St. Peter's Medical Centre Park Car Park.
Ah, Park Car Park.
Park Car Park, yes.
I know it very well.
Good.
Yeah, spent a lot of time there as a child. Don't know what I'm saying. What are you driving?
Toyota Celica.
Oh, class. What year?
03.
They're class cars.
Not as good as the old one, the but light, still
do,
nice.
Do the lights pop up at the front?
No, they don't, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Sorry to let you down there.
Rubbish. Right, you know how to play the game, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Okay, wind your window down. Let's hear your horn. Good Lord.
Nice.
Mark, let's hear yours. Right, okay. This can be very interesting. All right, you both ready to play, then?
I am, yep. Indeed.
All right, let's play the game, Roy.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
As you know, it's best of three. Buzz in with your horn when you know the answer. All right, so Mr. Fish is on the screen. He's got the day off today. And he's in the backyard doing a bit of gardening. He's looking down at the grass to see what colour it is. Yeah, was that Mark?
That's right, mate, yeah.
Yes, Mark?
Grass is always greener on the other side.
You're absolutely right! That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
You had some help there.
Conferring in the background.
Oh, yeah, a bit of conflabbing.
All right, well, hey, don't say flabbing on this show. Right.
Same boat, mate.
All right, Andy, you've got to get this right to stay in.
Okay.
All right, here we go, then.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
All right, Mr. Fish's son, Michael, is at school in the classroom doing a science practical. He's got two test tubes in the rack, one with clear liquid in it, and the other with red liquid in it. It looks like the clear liquid is water, and the red liquid is blood. I think Michael is trying to find... Who was that?
It's Mark again.
Yes, Mark?
Blood's thicker than water.
You're a winner. You're
smart ass. Sorry about that, Andy. You were rubbish.
I was, yeah. Not too early.
But have a good day in your Toyota Celica.
Cheers, mate. Andrew, take care.
Is it red?
No, it's silver.
Oh, rubbish.
Knew it was silver.
I know. What?
I could tell it was silver.
Could you?
I just had that feeling.
Have a good day, mate.
Cheers. Thank you.
So, Mark.
Hello.
Did you get the last win all on your own?
Yeah, I got the last one all on my own. I managed that one.
Well done. You've won a fantastic prize.
Thank you very much.
I don't know what it is.
No, neither do I.
You can either have something from the studio, or you can have something from my desk upstairs.
Right, interesting. Something from your desk, Chris.
Right, well, on my desk is some milkshake.
That sounds good enough to me.
Do you like milkshake?
Well, it'll be yoghurt by the time it gets there, won't it?
Could be. All right, mate, have a good day.
All right, mate, well, it's a nice one.
See you later.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
Bye.
Bye.
God bless him. What a lovely, crazy man he is. Right, so that was it.
Another happy winner on Radio 1.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And we'll do it all again same time tomorrow morning with the legend that is Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Radio 1.
Joe Wiley.
I'll just blame it on Howard. Sarita will never know the difference.
I'm never going to know.
I usually do.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's just come into work. It's Grey Ed Will Kinder. Oh. You know, a lot of people say to me, Chris, that is him on the fitness thing at 8 o'clock, isn't it? I said, yeah. God, I thought you got rid of him. What went wrong? Well, we tried, but he's back. And he works during the day.
And he does our voiceovers.
He does, yeah. So he has the honour of saying, use the word honour very loosely, that he works on the Chris Moyle show, but he doesn't get out of bed until 7:30. And that's not fair, is it?
That's a good gig for him.
I'm telling you. Scotty's the same. Scotty Dog, he comes in. 9 o'clock he gets in, doesn't he? Let's see, Will. Mosing on in at 5 to 10 in the morning. But what can you do? Right, what's on the show tomorrow, Dave?
Well,
We're going to be playing Car Park Catchphrase and talking to Dominic and Juliet, who read news and sport. That's all coming up tomorrow morning from 7, only on Radio 1.
Right, plans for the rest of the day, because obviously we'll, you know, a couple of more hours at work and then we're done for the day. Alad, talk me through what you will do today.
Get tomorrow's script ready, check the...
No, when you finish work. What time when you finish? What time are you getting out of Dodge?
1 o'clock, apparently. One o'clock.
And then what will you do? Because you slept last night way too
11
much.
11 hours last night.
Too much.
I'm going to have a training session today. I've got a new personal trainer, and I'm going to have a training session.
Oh. I believe we have a little message from your personal trainer.
Hello, my name is David.
I hope you enjoy your work.
Hello, David.
Welsh too.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Rachel, what's your plan for today?
I'm going out with my friend Rachel.
Are you?
Mm.
Is that the Rachel that I know?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Are you going boozing?
I might have a glass of wine.
They're going boozing. And Dave?
I'm going to go home, have some lunch, and go for a run.
Excellent. I'll go for... Who just laughed then?
Me?
Why?
You've been saying that all...
No, shut up.
I went weeks.
I went for a run on Tuesday, actually.
Did you? Yeah. Well done.
I'll go running with you today.
All right, then you're on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll come with you next week.
Just once round, though. I'm not doing two laps, because I got knackered the other day.
No, only once round that roundabout.
Yeah.
Twice is just ridiculous. Yeah. And that's almost a minute, then. Do you know what I mean?
It's 100 metres, though, all the way around.
Right, Jo Wiley is standing by. She's live to the nation at 10 this morning.
You see, I made the decision to give you a call, cause sex is written in the scribble right.
Baz and Kent have sent a text. Play the Leeds United song, Chris. You know Jo loves it.
I don't think she does.
Less is more.
There is no feud now between me and Jo, simply because I won.
You put it to bed.
Yeah. Although, she still does have my permission to berate Alad as much as she wants.
I'd like to say that she's wearing a very nice top today.
Hello, my name is David, and I am a...
It's very trendy.
Right. Don't look at me like that, Alad. Stop it! I won't play it anymore, all right, if it's bothering you.
I was looking for
Hello,
the camp look.
My name is David, and I am a...
Shut up! No camp looks from me, son. Right, I'm off wrestling, and then, playing rugby and stuff. Have a great day. Joe is next. We're back tomorrow morning at 7. Goodbye! The
Hello.
Joe Wiley. Radio 1.